Here we're holding Daf Dalet Amar Aleph. Again, last Mishnah said that Kahanim, Leviim, Peturim, Mikav HaChoyma. A Kohen and a Levi, they're potter from the loch of pigeon of a Petach Amor, from Mikav HaChoyma. They're in potter, Esho Yisrael Bamidbar. If the Leviim themselves parted the Yisrael and the Bechor Yisrael in the Midbar, so Dinu Shiftu Esho Asman. It's fair to say that a Levi is also potter from pigeon Aben on his own son. And the Gemara will soon see exactly how it goes back. From this we learn out that Uadin, a Kohen and a Levi, is also potter from a Peter Chamor. If a Kohen and a Levi owns a Chamor, the firstborn, the Bechor of a Chamor, they're potter from Edim Git and taken off and taken his sin. There's no mitzvah Peter Chamor by a Kohen or a Levi. Now the Gemara says, like, how mean it was that the Levian themselves potter the Pitri Chamorim of Yisrael in the Midbar. So the question is that true? Inu Patri, is it true that Leviim themselves, the group of the Leviim, did they really free the Jews from their Petach Amor? No. Odom Potter. In the Midbar, the halacha was that Tachas, the Kedushas Bechor of Yisrael, were taken to Leviim, like the Pasuk says. Kvasun say, Tachas Leviim, Tachas Bechor of Bnei Yisrael, that the Leviim were taken, given to Kedusha, instead of the Bechor of Yisrael. That's called Odom, was Tachas Odom. And Behema, the Gemara says, Behema Potro. How were the Behemoths of the Yisraelim Potter from Petach Amor? Because of the Behemoths, because of the set that belonged to Levi. The Chsiba, the Pasuk says, Kach es Halevim in Bamid Begimla says, Kach es Halevim Tachas Bechor Bevnei Yisrael. Take the Pshutim of the Levim, not the Bechorim of the Levim, because the Bechor of Levi had to free himself. So takes the Pshutim, the second born, the third born of a Levi, he was able to free the Bechor of Bnei Yisrael. As he has Behemoth HaLeviim Tachas Bemtom, and also take the Behemoth of Leviim, take the Seh of Leviim, and they were there to Pata to free the Petach Amor of the Bnei Yisrael. So for the Mishnah is Mashma that Leviim themselves freed the Petach Amor, therefore to Kav HaChoyma they could free themselves. The Gemara says no, it wasn't the Levi that freed the Petach Amor. The Leviim parted the Bnei Yisrael, the Bechor Bnei Yisrael, and the Behemoth of the Leviim parted the Behemoth of the Yisraelim. So how does the Mishnah make a Kav HaChoyma to say that the Levi himself was parted from the mitzvah of Petach Amor? The Gemara says, This is what the Mishnah means to say. Kahanim Leviim Peturim. Are Kohen and the Levi, they themselves are Pturim Behemtom, that their pot, if they have a Petach Amor, if they have a Chamor, their Petach Amor, their pot from it, Mikal V'Chayim, there's a Kal V'Chayim that said that they don't have to be Mafresh Aser for their Petach Amor. What's a Kal V'Chayim? In Ezkiyu Behemtom Shalaviyim, Tei Meshay Yisrael Ba'Midbar, if the Aser that belonged to Levi in the Midbar, freed the Pitrei Chamorim of the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, and so Dinu Shetavki V'Shalatzmon, it is fair to say that they could take off the Kedusha by their own behemoth. That if they themselves own a Petach Amor, they have a Chamor that gives birth to a Bechor, there's no mitzvah of Petach Amor to be poydered by the Levim, or then by the Kohanim. This is the way Abaye learns Shan the Kal V'Chayma. And the Chamam of the Kal V'Chayma is that since the behemoth freed the behemoth Yisrael, that the Kal V'Chayma has said that the behemoth, their own behemoth, should also be potter. And we'll soon see. So Omale Rav says back, first of all, Vopotru Inhu. So Gisa should be the Sankotchim says, Vopotru Katoni. And the Mishnah it says, Mikal V'Chayme, in Potru Esha Yisrael. It says Lashon Potru. So he says, the Mashma Inhu. The word Potru is much was going on the Levian themselves. Mashma, the Odom themselves freed. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. And according to Abai, it's not talking about the Odom, the Levi. It's talking about his Behemoth. So that's one question. First of all, Potru, which is Mashma Inhu. Katoni. That's what the Mishnah says. The Yod is secondly Rav asks against Abaya that in Yisiv, according to you, the way you learn Shana Kal V'Chayma, because their behemoth freed the behemoth Yisrael, his soa freedom me bechor behemoth her nifteru, and they should even free, they should be potter from a regular bechor or behemoth her. The Rashi says the Yod. The question is that in Yisiv the Dashin and Kal V'Chayma got a behemoth bechor behemoth her nifteru levin, they should also be potter. So behema tahora ditu hefkiu behemas Yisrael. Masha the behema tahora of Leviim freed the behemas of the Yisrael and their bechor also. Mash Rashi learned according to Abaye, according to Rav at least, that in the Midbar, the Yisraelim, the Bechor Behema was also free from the Bechor. The Behema Salavim was tachas that. And the question is, Alomatnan, how come we'll have a mission later that says, Lanifteru Mebechor Behema Tahirom, a Levi and a Kayin, the if they have a Behema Torah that gives birth, it has the Bechor, it still has Kedusha on it. Ella, when are they free? Mi pidyon haben of petach hamor or Levi, a ben Levi or a ben Kayin, there's no din pidyon haben on them, or there's no din petach hamor by them. But a behema Torah that they own, the firstborn, the bechor has a kedushas bechor, the din of a korban on it. Says so. According to you, Abai, you make a kal b'chayma from the fact that behemoth halavim free the behemoth Yisrael. So why does the Mishnah say they're only free from petach hamor? They should even be free from regular pidyon of a behemoth Torah also. So therefore, that can't be pshan, the Mishnah's kal b'chayma from the fact that levim is behema free the behemoth Yisrael. But rather, Elo Amarav, Rav learns like this. This is what the Mishnah means to say. That Kahanim or Leviim Potrohein Atzmon Mikal V'Choinom. I say Kahanim Leviim, they themselves are free from their own Petach Hamor because of the Kal V'Choinom. And the Kal V'Choinom is like this. Emefki Yakdushos and Shal Leviim. Kedushos Shal Yisrael by Midbar. If Leviim themselves, the Pshutim of Leviim, were Poida, the Kedusha from the Bechor Yisrael in the Midbar, if so, Layafki Yue Shal Atzmon, isn't it a sort to say that they take off the Kedusha from themselves? Meaning to say, when they have a Bechor, a Levi, or a Kayin, there's no din pinyin haben on their own ben, and their own ben, the Kedusha goes off automatically. If so, Ashkechon Odom. So far, that's only good svara that an Odom means when a Levi has a Bechor Odom is part of a pinyin haben. But Behema Tmei Minolam, how do we know to say that if a Levi or a Kayin owns a Chamor, when it has its Petach Chamor, its firstborn of the Chamor, how do we know that potter from pidyon? Or machrok, as the pasuk says, ach potter tiftes bechor odom v'yes bechor abheima tmeya. The same pasuk talks about pidyon haben and pidyon of a petach hamor. Tipoda, so it's actually like this: kol shi yeshtem a bechor odom, a regular Yisrael that has the mitzvah pidyon haben, yeshtem a bechor abheima tmeya. When he has a chamor, a donkey, the firstborn of it is a loch of pidyon bechor. Lochav taking his sin, being toyed to the petach hamor, but b'chol shein, b'chol odom, a Levi or a kohen. That's not b'chol their own halacha. Pidyon haben by an odom is ainah b'chol behemah tameya. The man the pasha b'behemah tameya either. Now the Gemara says, "Oh, Malay Rav Safra Labaya." So Rav Safra said back to Abaya, "Lididoch, according to you, the Yarmut that you say, Pehemtom, that you're making the Kavuchomer from the Behemoth of the Levi, that since their Behemoth freed the Bechori of the Yisrael's Behemoth, so male they should free themselves. If so, then Levi to have a Leiseh, the Yafka Lifka, and then Levi at that time in the Midbar that had a Seh." So his seh freed the Bechorim of the Yisrael's behemis is Lifka. Then it's a they said that he himself was freed from Petach Hamor. But what's going to be the Lehevi Leiseh, the Lifka? Let's say Levi at that time that did not own his seh, he was not able to take off the Kedusha from the Bechorim behemis Yisrael. Is the Lifka, it should not take off then himself, if that's such a Levi, should not be free from Petach Hamor. Since you're learning out from the fact Levium, their behemoth freed the Bechorim of the behemoth Yisrael. That's one question. And secondly, he asked for Safram that Ben Lidoch, whether according to you Abaye, Ben the Rav, according to Rav, Ben Chodesh, that's good a Levi at that time in the Midbar that was at least a month old. The Afkom, that he could take off the Kedusha from the Bechorim Yisrael, Lifka, he should free himself. But what's going to be with a Levi at that time, at that minion, that was Pachos Ben Chodesh, was less than a month old. He did not take off any Kedusha from the Bechori Yisrael, because he was not in the Pasha of Levium yet. Is Lelifka, he cannot take off himself also. He should not free himself. Hey, so why Abaye Varov is learning it's only the Levians that were in the Parsha at that time, that if they themselves are their behemoths freed, see if Yavalev is less than a Ben Chodesh, he himself did not free, see if his Mishpacha should not be able to, he should not be part of Rida from Pidyon HaBen or from Petach Hamor. And another question, Leviya, let's say you have a girl, a Leviya, that she got married to Yisrael, and now she gives birth, is Loi Tifka, she should not free her son from Pidyon HaBen, because she herself, Leviya, in the Midbar, she did not free any Yisraelim. It was only the Zechorim of Ben Levi that freed the Bechori Yisrael. Not a Leviya, so she was not in the Parsha then. So Alom, how come we learned that Omer Avada Bar Avo, that Leviya Sheyoldo, if a Leviya gives birth, V'no Potem Mechamesh Esloyim, Ye Potem Pidin Aben on the son? The question is why? The father was Yisrael, the mother alone, she did not free in the Midbar. So why are they free? So when it says Holocaust, this wouldn't be Akasha. I'll answer you to Ma Bered Rab Yosef, Mishmed Rav, the name of Rova. The Omer, it sounds like this. The Pasuk says, Peter Rechem. So we darshan, Peter Rechem, Toli Rachmano. Zerah says the Pasha, when is there a din of Pidyon HaBen? By the Peter Rechem, so Toli in the Rechem, it's Toli who the kid came out from. So here where the mother was Leviya, that's a sort of say, Shishipata from Bechairah. Even though she herself was not there then, but yet there is a cost of the pet, the rechem is totally in the rechem in the womb that the kid is coming out from. But since Lamaita, the mother, is Leviya, that's the sort of says she should be put. Now the Gemara is, the Aaron shloihoi b'yoyse minyan, Aaron not kohen, that was not in that time. It was not in that minyan. Like Rashi says, loihu v'loi b'hem oisav, shloi hefkiyu es b'chari Yisrael. And that parshin by mid b'gimel that says again, kachas Leviyim. Aaron was not included in that cheshbin. So Aaron himself that did not free the Bechori Yisrael, or his behemoth that did not free the behemoth of the Bechori Yisrael, if so, Lo Lifka, then Aaron himself should also be Mechuyiv in Pidyon HaBen. The Tanya learned like this, Lo Monokud Al Aaron, Shebechum HaShepchudim HaKam, and Pashas Bamidborim, is the Radat on top of the word of Aaron, Shtohoyi B'yayisimin, he was not in that count. So how do we know to say that Aaron, his Mishpacha like, should also be Potah from Pidyon HaBen or from Petach Hamor? So in this the Gemara answers the general territory that Omer Kor, the Pasuk says Halavim. It's an extra word, Halavim, that we darshan here, Huk Shokol Halavim Telezeh. All Levim are Doimel Adodi. And therefore, since there were some Levim that they themselves freed the Bechor Yisrael, and their behemoths freed the behemoths Yisrael, therefore all Levim are such a locha that they themselves are Potah from Pidyon HaBen, and they were the Potah from Petach Hamor. Now the more the question is, so Kahanim, you know, how do we know the same thing for by the Kahanim? Also, could you be sure Ben Levi? Do you remember sure Ben Levi? That the Esrim Yavob, the Abba Mekomis, the 24 places, Nikru Kahanim Leviyim, before in the Kahanim are called Leviyim, Vezechemem, these are one of the places, that Leviyim, the Kahanim are called Leviyim. Therefore, it says the Pasuk, the Kahanim by Leviyim, the Nei Tzadik. Therefore, all the Kahanim are also Kishladadi, that every Kohen and every Levi, they're potter from their own Pidyon HaBen, and they're potter also from the Petach Hamor. Reinachnam, the Behemoth Torah is a chiv that has a loch of a Kedushas Bechor on it. And therefore, the Kohen has his own Behemoth that gave birth to a Bechor, the loch that he has to bring this for Korban, or else if it's a Balmum, the Kohen himself could eat it, but it has Kedushas Bechor on it. Now the Gemara is the question, Ludurus Minolon.